Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to the man who humbly and graciously accepted the 2002 Small Business Journalist of the Year Award.
Who's the man? Huh? Who's the man?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. It's my pleasure to be part of your day, and it's an honor for me to be part of yours. Ray Keating is our guest. Ray is a longtime friend and member of our Brain Trust. He's chief economist for the SBE Council, Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council, and that's sbecouncil.org, by the way. I encourage you to check that out. Ray's the author of a number of books, so many I won't list them here, and many more to come, which we will list them whenever they come out. And he's our good friend, Ray Keating. Welcome back to the show.
Morning, Jim. How are you?
Doing great. Good to have you back. I guess I can go ahead and say D.C. by the numbers, right? That's one.
That's one.
And New York by the numbers.
There you go.
And U.S. by the numbers.
There you go.
See the pattern here, folks? Ray, by the way, it was great seeing you last week in New York City.
It was good. It was good to see you. And by the way, just so you know, I have promised my wife that the next two books will have words.
Good for you. Good for you. It was great having the panel. I enjoyed that. I got a lot of good comments from folks that said they enjoyed what you guys had to say. You and Chad Moutre, my panelists on the that morning, and we had a good time. Ray, there is a. I believe that in the last 12 months. We've seen things happen in the marketplace, in the economy, globally too, not just nationally, but globally, that are nothing short of paradigm shifts. And I mean, when you have no more investment banks on Wall Street, when there were five a year ago, and when you have all three car companies, U.S. car companies, you know, contemplating bankruptcy, and et cetera, on and on. That this is nothing short of a paradigm shift. And one of the things we know when a paradigm shift happens, Ray, Joel Barker says that's when a paradigm shift happens, everything goes back to zero. And so in that kind of an environment, I believe that there's a great opportunity for small business owners, for Main Street, to have more of an influence on where we go from here. In terms of excellence, seeking excellence, in terms of delivering value, in terms of that being something that is required for as an entry point to do business. I believe small business owners have an opportunity to weigh in a lot more to a lot greater degree than they have before. I think there's an opening here for that. What do you think?
Well, I would agree with you that there's a paradigm shift going on. The paradigm shift I see, though, isn't so much focused on these dramatic changes in the marketplace. You know, industries have come and entire industries have come and gone before, and that'll happen again in the future, and notable companies will rise and then they will fall. And
yep.
My paradigm shift is much scarier. The paradigm shift I'm seeing right now is a dramatic increase in the role of government.
Oh yeah, no, that's the frightening part. That's the frightening part.
That's what scares me. And I think small business owners have to weigh in. And it's not so much. I think you're seeing an opportunity here. I'm seeing a tremendous danger. And if they don't weigh in, our economy, we're in trouble right now anyway. And if small businesses don't weigh in, we're going to be in a heck of a lot more trouble.
We're really saying the same thing. When I say opportunity, I don't mean opportunity ka-ching ka-ching.
Right.
I mean opportunity in that 2 years ago, when small business owners said anything, nobody listened. But now I think we've got the right and the ability, and I think we can get the bandwidth now, if we can just get our voices heard. We get our voices together, I should say, get organized, so that we can listen. And one of the reasons I say that, Ray, is look how many times the name small business has been invoked in the last 12 months by the political process. I've never heard it being said, small business being used as much by politicians as it has in the last 12 months.
Okay, now I'm going to play devil's advocate here with you.
No, come on, cynic, go ahead.
I think you're right in terms of the rhetoric.
Yeah.
But when you look at the policy reality,
I agree.
The thing that scares me is they are exclusively focused on the big businesses that are in trouble.
I agree with you. You're right.
And funneling resources to them. And that's
you're exactly right. It's still the Wall Street tail wagging the Main Street dog, isn't it?
Oh, it's not only Wall Street. It's Detroit and, you know, whoever else is in line for the next big bailout. So
when you met Pollyanna, you just kind of threw a big bucket of mud on her. Is that right? So Pollyanna walked up to you, Ray, and said, "Hey, Ray, let's play the glad game," and you just hit her with a big bucket of mud. Is that what happened?
You know what, Jim? I'm a supply-side economist, right? By nature, we're optimists, but I'm a realist as well.
When is some of that optimism going to emerge, Ray? I'm anxiously awaiting the optimism, but I'm gonna straighten Ray out during the break here, folks. We'll have him marching to our drummer in just on the other side of these messages. 20 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Ray's got some very important information in his index that I want him to tell us about right away. We'll be back. 20 till. Stay with us. We're back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Ray Keating, Chief Economist for the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council. My websites, folks, are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and my knowledge base is askjim.biz. My blog is jimsblog.biz, but if you'll just find smallbusinessadvocate.com, or if you just want to type in jimblassingame.com, either one of those will take you to the mothership where you can then go to the blog, then you can also link to the knowledge base, and you can also subscribe to my free newsletter. Hope you'll check those out. Use them to your advantage. We've built everything there for you. And the newsletter, by the way, comes on Sunday afternoon. Get you ready for the week ahead, and it comes by email. It's all free, everything. Ray Keating, as I say, is our guest, and I didn't make as much progress with Ray during the break as I hoped I would, ladies and gentlemen. but Ray, I think can I say that we do agree completely on one thing, and that is we got the wrong tails wagging our dog here. We got the federal government and Wall Street wagging as the tail wagging Main Street's dog. Do we agree on that?
No, absolutely.
And we agree that somebody needs to do something about that, and that's going to have to be Main Street, Ray.
Oh, I agree with you wholeheartedly. Absolutely. I mean,
I feel so much better now. I'm exhausted.
Small business owners have to have their voices heard and get inject themselves into the debate, no doubt about it.
So how do we do that? How do we get this herd of cats singing with one voice? You know, did you read that, was it Homer Jenkins who was writing about how Gettelfinger, the lead guy for the UAW, you know, he was writing about him, and he said they negotiate. It's kind of what they do. And he says they're good at it. How do we get small business owners to be as good at stating our case in union, in unison, the way the union does?
Well, you know, one thing that Gettelfinger has in terms of being able to speak for all union members is that there are so few union members now left in the country.
Right.
You know, in the early 70s, it was 24% of employed the private sector, and now it's down to less than
50 8%. Years ago, it was 30%.
Right.
So now it's like 6 or 7%, 8%.
Yeah, it's like 7.5%. So you know, when you're on the decline, and your only option is essentially to go to Washington to get whatever you want, that's pretty easy. We've got thankfully a growing even in this economy. You know, the entrepreneurial sector of the economy is still, you know, expanding over the long run. I mean, we're obviously in tough times now. But the tremendous growth in terms of the number of businesses and the number of entrepreneurs over the last quarter century, 30 years, has been tremendous. So that's a good thing. Mm-hmm. Now, how do you get them to weigh in? You know, you're doing it. I'm doing it with the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council.
Right.
And you just have to get, you know, leaders and to get out there and make the case. So it's not an easy thing just because there's so many people. And these entrepreneurs, obviously, are, you know, they're running businesses.
They're busy making payroll. That's exactly right.
Yeah. So we have to make it as easy for them as possible, but it's critical that they do get involved.
Absolutely. Let's talk about your index.
And you know what? The index, it deals with all that. It's a Small Business Survival Index, and this is our 13th annual. And what we do here with the index each year is rank the 50 states and the District of Columbia according to their public policy climates, if you will, for small business and entrepreneurs. So, you know, again, we talked earlier about politicians talking nice about small businesses. Well, you know, and you're right, they've been doing it more, but they've been doing this a long time.
Yeah.
There's always been a lot of rhetoric around about how much they love entrepreneurs and small businesses. But does the, again, does the policy reality match up? So we look at the states. We're up to 34 different measures in the index. Almost half of them are tax-related, and we got regulatory ones, health care, energy, all in there, and we rank the states accordingly.
Isn't it amazing how many states are in dire fiscal straits right now, and their reaction is to raise taxes and raise fees? They still don't get it, do they?
And, you know, when you look at – I just wrote a little piece for SBE Council's website about – the states that rank the worst. And I'll give you a flavor. Let's just say the bottom five. The District of Columbia comes in last. New Jersey is 50. California is 49. Maine is 48. Rhode Island, 47. Throw in Minnesota, 46. New York, 45. This is the bottom, you know, this is the bottom rung of the ladder.
Mm-hmm.
These are the states that
the
make all the wrong decisions. And you know what they're doing now? In the face of what you're talking about, they're making it worse. You know, New York is just, the governor has proposed, I don't know how many tax increases in the last couple of days. The governor of California is proposing tax increases. New Jersey has been doing it the last few years. So they're taking bad situations and making them much, much worse.
Well, and so what are the states that are on the top of the list? How are they doing?
South Dakota's number one, Nevada number two, Wyoming number three, Florida number four, Washington number five. Texas number six. That gives you a flavor of those, at least the top half, doesn't it? You know what's beautiful about those states? And
none of those states are on either one of the coasts, are they?
They are not.
America.
Florida is.
That's right.
But the key there, and the beauty of it, is that four of those states have no income taxes whatsoever.
Wow.
So they have personal income tax. Hello?
Yeah,
no personal income tax, no corporate income tax, no capital gains taxes. Those are huge advantages for those states.
If you showed those examples to California and New Jersey and to New York, they would look at you and say, "What's your point?"
Yeah.
Right?
They would say, "What's your point?" And they also, unfortunately, would say, you know, it comes down to your basic philosophy of governing. You know, these rankings are not about, you know, how many sunny days you have. It's about the decisions that policymakers make.
Well, you know, Michigan did the same thing. You know, Michigan's having a tough time right now, and their governor raised taxes. In the last couple of years she raised taxes?
Yeah, last year, yep.
Holy mackerel, what's wrong with these people? Tintil. Don't they understand what makes entrepreneurs flourish? It's not higher taxes, ladies and gentlemen, and they're the ones who create the opportunity. We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and having a great visit with our good friend Ray Keating, Chief Economist for the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council, sbecouncil.org. I encourage you to check it out, folks. It's outstanding. I encourage you to support everything the SBE Council does. Nobody, pound for pound, nobody works harder for you and me on Capitol Hill and across the country in advocating for in policy debates for us, whether it be health care, whether it be unions, whether it be taxes, regulations, et cetera. They work really hard, and I really encourage you to, you know, folks, you could just support them in a small way, and you have no idea how much your support would leverage into more small business attitude in the federal government. Ray, and sbecouncil.org. Anything in particular? The index is brand new, so you can find it there, right?
Right. If you go on the webpage, as you said, sbecouncil.org, the index is on the right-hand side. You'll see the icon for it, and you can download it and see where your state is and where the other states are. And we've got other things that are up there almost on a daily basis in terms of regular columns and analysis, all sorts of stuff that's going on at the federal level, state level. Hey, you know, one thing I want to mention real fast that in terms of our kind of general discussion about where the economy is going and government and the index, you know, keep in mind, this is interesting. Two governors have been very clear about being anti-bailout, sending a message to the federal government that they don't want a bailout for their state, they don't want federal taxpayer dollars, and we shouldn't be bailing out these big companies and stuff. And that's the governor of Texas and the governor of South Carolina. And by the way, they rank number 6 and number 7 quite well on the Small Business Survival Index. So just something to keep in mind there.
That's a good point. Speaking of bailouts and everything, what do you think the should be done with the big three?
I think they should go into bankruptcy. I think they desperately need to go into bankruptcy because they've got to basically, you know, rework the whole system of how they pay their employees and run their business, and that's not going to happen in the dramatic way that it needs to happen when the government's giving them checks.
Otherwise, it's throwing good money after bad.
That's exactly right.
Now, this is a small business issue. A lot of people think, Ray, that this is a big business issue. This is a small business issue because there are thousands of dealers across North America who are small businesses, who are our you know, the folks we work for, Ray, and they're going to be impacted in a negative way in the case of a bankruptcy.
Yeah, well, in two ways, small business I think is impacted. All you mentioned the dealers and the suppliers, and there's small businesses that serve the employees and the companies and so on. In order for them to, we want these companies to survive, right? Okay, I do want that to happen.
Yeah.
But it's not going to happen it's not going to happen in a productive way.
You're saying that there's ultimately no good scenario for them, is there?
There's no good scenario.
Nobody's going to get all the candy they want out of this. And pardon the mixed metaphors. There's going to be a haircut one way or the other. And we just don't know if it's going to be a productive one or an unproductive one.
That's right. And if they want to survive, then they've got to rework their business from the ground up and do that in bankruptcy. But you know, and that in turn, if they survive and thrive, that'll be good for those small businesses that serve them. But also, you know, small businesses, especially in this climate, are worried about capital and having access to capital.
Right.
And the more the government, again, this money that the government's spending does not come, you know, fall from the sky.
Right. It's not matter from heaven. It's our money.
It's coming from the private sector. So the more resources they take to put in politicians' hands means that we have less resources at hands of investors and entrepreneurs, and that's not good for the economy.
I agree. Do you think that all this money that the government is throwing out there, do you think that's, even though we don't have inflation now, do you think that's ultimately a dangerous inflationary trend?
I'm very concerned about inflation when you look at the money supply, the monetary base, what the Fed's injecting.
Yeah.
I'm concerned about inflation down the road, absolutely.
Isn't the problem we're in right now, wasn't that caused by accommodative money policy?
Funny how things work, isn't it, Jim?
Yeah, it is, isn't it? It's amazing. Ray, I got less than a minute. What do you think about the economy for 2009?
Bad.
All the way through?
I think
don't mince words, Ray. Tell us what you really think.
Unfortunately, it pains me to say it, but I don't see a light at the end of this tunnel in terms of getting a robust recovery. Will we start to grow maybe towards the end of 2009? Yeah, but it's not going to be great.
One of the things I wrote about yesterday on my blog is that I think we'll look back on 2009, and it won't be as bad as we think it's going to be right now, but because we still don't know where all the other shoes are that might drop, we feel that way about 2009 right now. I think there may be more of a feeling than there is a reality. What do you think?
Well, the feeling is uncertainty, and when the government's all these goofy things, that's bad for the economy.
I've accomplished my goal, ladies and gentlemen. I got an economist to talk about feelings. I actually got him to say the word feeling, ladies and gentlemen. I've accomplished. I'm through for the day. I'm done. Hey, Ray, thanks for being here. Good job today.
All right, take care, Jim.
Ray Keating, ladies and gentlemen, he's a lot of fun and a really smart guy. Got to go for this hour. I'll be back. Don't worry. I'm not going to go away. I'll be back after the news. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.